What made you go into the sci-fi time travel thing? I mean, it's been done a bunch of different times. So what made you want to make your own, put your own stamp on that genre?
The time travel thing, weirdly, although it's been done, it's never been done like this before, you know, and I think I'm always kind of interested in doing something I haven't seen before, and I actually had this idea about 3 years ago, and Ridley Scott, of all people, believe it or not, asked me if I was interested in directing a short film, and he said that he could put together, you know, getting 10 kind of new directors together in some sort of thing that he was doing, and there would be a modest budget, and it would be a 15-minute sci-fi short, and this was the idea that I came up with for it, you know, and it had been sort of, and you know, the project ended up not happening, you know, I think the funding fell through, but this idea had always been in the back of my mind, and, you know, I was like, I really feel that would be a good comic, and, you know, I had lunch with the guy who runs Universal last year, and I was telling him about the Ridley Scott thing, and he says, you know, it would be a great movie, and I was like, no, it would be a great comic, and I could just, I think I only visualise things as comics, you know, just because comics is my first love, really, you know, so he said, look, I'd like to buy it as a movie as well, and I was like, well, let's just put all that on hold, and I'm just going to write the comic just now, you know, and just see how it goes, and I was incredibly lucky, you know, it just came together, and the idea I had for Ridley Short was the first maybe 8 pages of the comic or something, which is that idea of man sending a satellite back to the time stream. And I'd never seen that before. I mean, time travel stories have been around for almost 150 years, and I'd never seen the satellite being beamed back through time, you know, and sending pictures back from the past. And that sort of intrigued me, and then the whole story kind of wrote itself from there, really.
What was it like to work with Sean Gordon Murphy? I know you have a soft spot in your heart for Dave Gibbons and that old school, like, 80s gritty, you know, artistry. So how did you guys get together and decide the art style for this comic?
Well, you know, working with Dave was like a wish, a magic wish or something, you know, because when I was a kid, I read Dave's comics, you know, so getting to work with him was just like a dream. You know, generally the guys I do my creative runs with are guys who I've worked with at Marvel, you know, like Steve McNiven or John Romita Jr. or guys from DC like Frank Quitely or whatever, you know. Sean had never worked with before, which is quite unusual for me because, like I said, we normally have some kind of track record together. I'm just such a fan. I mean, somebody had recommended him on my website. I was saying, like, who's an artist I should be checking out? And I hadn't seen any of the stuff. And then I saw it and I totally fell in love with it, you know. And he's got two things going for him. He's brilliant, right? I mean, he's amazing. Like, if you say, hey, I'd like something set in 15th century Samarkand in the Middle East, he'll draw it perfectly, and people will be wearing the belt buckles they were wearing 500 years ago. You know, he'll just get it so right, you know, which is amazing because it saves me doing that research. But the other thing about him is he's so bloody fast. And I think over the last couple of years, I've been used to guys who were doing 2 pages a week or something. So it was amazing getting pages in, like 5-6 pages a week, and every page looking like a poster or something. It was just a total treat. And I said to him, like, if you're good enough to work on another project, you know, we're going to start closing on two at the end of the year. But he's doing Tokyo Ghost in the meantime. And I was like, I feel as if I've just been dating the most beautiful girl in the world, and she's now going out with someone else. I do feel these incredible pangs of jealousy when I see his credit beside someone else's work.
I know you guys have done some preliminary work on the film, like, you know, you've got a producer and things like that, but in a perfect world, like a hypothetical question here, you could have any director, living or dead, you know, put their stamp on this comic in film form. Who do you think it would be and why?
It's funny, it's quite tricky because we are talking to directors, you know, so but you know, I don't mind actually just coming out and saying it, you know, like, I think my ideal guy for this would be Sam Raimi. I think Sam Raimi would just be spectacular in this, but it's funny, there's, you know, a few of my things at the moment, you know, in pre-production and everything, we've just finished the screenplays on, and, like, you know, Sam Raimi's my first choice. Everybody says, who do you think would be good for this? And I just say Sam Raimi. That's my default position because I love him so much. It's funny, so many people have said to me on different projects, hey, what do you think of this guy? You know, like, he's only done a short movie just now, you know, or his last two movies have kind of sucked or something like that, but we think he'd be really good for this, you know? And I would think, look, if somebody's just done even an average couple of movies, the chances are the next movie's going to be pretty average as well. So my philosophy is, find guys who movies you absolutely adore, and if you can, you know, and get them on it, you know? And Sam Raimi's, you know, pound for pound, is one of my all-time favorite directors. He's in my top five. So I think the kinetic energy that you bring to things is just spectacular for this. I mean, the four-dimensional capture, you know, all the way through the time stream, directed by Sam Raimi, would just be like a thing of wonder, I think.
Bottom line, why should someone read this comic?
I think just the classic idea that it's a good time, it's a good read, you know, and I'm really proud of it. The art, I think, is pretty much the best art I've seen this year. Like, I'm really so impressed with Sean Murphy, like you say. And I think if you just enjoy a good sci-fi romp, you know, it's a perfect sci-fi romp, I think. Like, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't be doing the interview, you know, so like, I'm kind of biased, you know. So I had a great time on it, and I'm a great believer in that if you enjoy it, somebody else is going to enjoy it too, you know. And it seems to have gone down really well. Like, say, the movies, we've got one of the cast already, we've got the other guy almost locked in now too, you know, so it's one of those weird things that's just come together well, and hopefully it should just be a nice book on people's shelves.